Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the War Room of the O'Keefe Think Tank, this is Real Spoilers, Episode 185, the box office report for the week ending May 22nd, 2016. Preacher comes out today.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's on tonight. How about that?
And so you can check out the first 4 minutes. Oh, wait a minute, it will be out by the time it's in here. I was just going to give it a plug, but I guess.
No, it's pointless because by the time...
If you're holding off on watching Preacher until this episode, then you can go check out the first 4 minutes on the Real Spoilers Facebook page. Then just go watch the episode anytime,
and it'll save you 56 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll give you back. I don't know.
It'll save you 4 minutes.
No spoiler alerts. So let's put it that way.
Yeah. So let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Orlandez.
It's Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Normally, when we have a guest, we skip them and then circle back around. But this is your third time, so I don't feel like I have to do that anymore.
Aw.
How about that? That was kind of touching, wasn't it?
Yes.
So,
give me some tissue.
So he's somewhere in...
I hope he's crying.
So it's early in the morning. These tear ducts are drying out. Just give it some time.
So what are you if you're in between guest and host? Like, so he's just floating there
guest
somewhere.
Guest, host?
Somewhere in the middle.
I'm a ghost.
Ghost. Ghost for now.
He's like Charo on the Love Boat. Tom will get
old
that.
Time that's old time reference.
Yeah. Tom will get that.
I do get that.
Yeah.
She was on the Love Boat a lot.
Like, she was on that ship a lot.
I think she was one of their flotation devices.
Well, at least two of them.
Yeah. She was on the Coochie Coochie deck.
I get that, and I haven't even seen the show.
Yes. She was able to have her age changed to be younger.
How was that?
Huh? What?
Well, she was Charo, and I guess she just coochie-coochied up to the judge, and he, like, she wanted her her birthday to be younger than it actually really is, and they're like, okay. And she,
whatever,
like,
Charo.
Does that count?
How can anyone approve that?
She did.
That's pretty impressive.
And
people get upset about changing your gender.
Really.
Now we can just identify whatever age we want to be.
She made herself like 4 years younger.
That's what they said. Albert
was
four.
Just four?
It was a
really?
Good amount.
Four?
Like, what?
Like, could go five.
You know what?
Or 10.
I think she just wanted to play one more season of Little League Baseball.
That's what I said. When they said that Albert Pujols was the same age as me, I was like, no way.
Yeah.
That dude's gotta be 10 years older than me. There's no
he
way.
He might be 10 years older than me.
That's not happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Love Boat.
Yeah. Man, back in the 70s, nobody cared what crap they put on TV. They're like,
they don't care what
really
kind of
didn't.
Crap they put on TV now.
Yeah, but when there was only like three big networks.
Yeah, they were like, we don't have to be good. We only have to be better than the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell that to the 14 shows that got canceled in 2 days.
Yeah.
All of them deserve to be canceled.
Yeah, but that's people care now.
Like, I disagree. I like the Grinder.
Which one was that?
That was the one with Fred Savage and Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Fred Savage
was
break.
So
and Castle.
Good.
For like
but Castle
season.
Also was on 9 seasons.
Yeah, but it
had a good run.
Yeah. And a lot of times at this point, shows get canceled because
the actors all have clauses where the deeper they get into the show, the more money they make. And that's why you see a lot of shows get canceled right before season five, even though you're like, well, that's kind of a hit. Why did it go away? And it's because everybody gets triggered
money.
And like that
the million
season.
Per episode or
Supernatural just keeps going.
Yeah.
On season 11, I think.
Have they gotten renewed for any seasons?
Oh, yeah. So they're on like a season by season basis. And I think they've been renewed for 12.
Wow.
11 or 12. One of those two.
I remember ER was one of the first shows where the network actually came and negotiated down. And they were like, it was like around its seventh or eighth season. And they were just
weird,
like,
because everybody was gone at that point.
Right. But that's part of why everybody was gone. Is because they were like, we'd like to keep you, but we can't keep you at this pricing.
Keep killing everybody.
So
like, we're going to cancel the show or you can still be on it and make less.
So they were like, okay. So they got rid of a bunch of high dollar people and they brought in new people and they kept like a couple.
So when Stamos took over for Clooney.
That's why John Stamos was on that show?
Didn't Stamos take over for Clooney on ER?
He wasn't on that show.
Has Grey's Anatomy still on? I was going to say, has that been like in the same situation?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think that cast has stayed, with the exception of Katherine Heigl.
They've stayed pretty much the same.
That cast has pretty much stayed the same, I think.
Well, I'm not a big watcher.
No, they kill people off like every season on that show.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, like all the big ones like Mick Whoever and whatever, Mick Steamy, Mick Dreamy.
Well, there was TR Knight and there was...
Wait, was Flounder from Animal House on ER?
Yeah.
Wasn't he also on St. Elsewhere?
I'm thinking of St. Elsewhere.
Okay, I was just like...
I was thinking of St. Elsewhere the whole time.
So,
no, ER, I don't even know who the hell
was. So I'm pretty sure Stamos took over for Clooney. Because was on ER for all that time, and then I think they got Stamos because he was
wasn't
so similar.
On ER for very long, though.
Yeah.
Clooney,
was it like a season or something?
Yeah, Clooney was on for like two or three seasons. He's like that Chevy Chase where you think he was on for a long time.
No, he wasn't on a long time. He was on... Okay, so I guess Julianne Margulies was the last.
She was on for a while.
But she was all the way on through the...
She the last one?
I think
what
she
about
actually...
Eric LaSalle?
Yeah, I think he started working behind the camera, too. I think he decided to switch into
All I know
directing.
Is I watched that one episode where the guy got his hand cut off by a helicopter. And I was like, this show's great.
Yeah. See, I was
Romano.
Like,
that's
do
what
it.
His name was. Yeah,
John,
I was like, I'm in.
Do it.
I think I only watched ER, like, maybe kind of part of the first season.
I couldn't do ER. I was too mad.
I was more about...
Why
Saint
were you
Elsewhere?
Oh, because it was Saint Elsewhere?
Because, okay, so Saint Elsewhere was this phenomenal show.
Right, I watched
it. And it always got, like, awful ratings. It could barely stick around. Mm-hmm. And then they canceled it.
Right.
And they
Saint Elsewhere got canceled?
Well, yes, for like 30 years ago.
Well, I thought it was I'm
familiar with the show. I just didn't know how it ended. I thought it was one of those like swan song shows that
I mean,
just
they
like
gave,
ended
they gave
with
them
a
time.
Subtle, yeah.
They gave them time to do their famous final episode. Yeah. But I mean, it was always like on like it. Because
that was it NBC?
Yeah. And it was when NBC was doing really poorly. And so
they even did a crossover episode with Cheers, which was weird.
They did?
Because
it was
take
weird.
That's so weird. They also did that with Friends and ER.
Yeah, they did. But they did it with
Cheers. Is it Noah Wiley?
Point of reference, Clooney update. Clooney update. Clooney was on ER for 5 seasons.
Oh, wow.
And a special guest in the 6th season. And John Stamos came on for the last 3 seasons of ER.
He killed it.
Yeah.
He killed ER.
Not only did I not watch ER, I totally wouldn't even look at ER.
I watched the first episode of ER.
Yeah, me too.
And was just enraged.
Because it was St. Elsewhere?
Because it was St. Elsewhere with jump cuts. Like, gotcha. It was
so
like...
So cancel St. Elsewhere and ER came.
I mean,
what's the gap between the cancellation of Elsewhere and then...
None. A day.
None.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, I'm almost positive it was like St. Elsewhere ended and the next season ER started. And I was like, are you kidding me?
But you know what ER
canceled an amazing... Amazing 1-hour hospital drama, and then you put on a new 1-hour hospital drama in the sweet ass time spot you would never give St. Elsewhere. Yeah. Go to hell.
Yeah. Why do you think that happened?
Because they had
story?
Michael Crichton's name.
Yeah.
Who did?
ER.
ER did?
It was created by Michael Crichton.
Oh, I had no idea Michael Crichton.
And that was like when he was like really
hot.
He
didn't do just dinosaurs, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, because in the first season, George Clooney played a T-Rex.
Yeah.
And there was a very touching storyline where a child died because his alarms couldn't get there.
That is heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking.
I feel like they had like a serial killer in that see in that show too.
I think that was
St. Elsewhere.
Had a serial rapist.
No, it was a serial killer.
It would make sense that if St. Elsewhere did something similar that ER was stealing, that would make total. Like, it was to the point where I'm like, okay, so you're Auschlander and you're the Denzel Washington character, and you're like you could totally.
I never thought it until you said that. Like, I've seen like a couple of episodes of St. Elsewhere and two of ER, but those parallels are like, yeah.
I mean, it was basically St. Elsewhere with better editing.
Tom, there's a support group you can visit for this.
I was going to say, Tom is very passionate about this.
The first Google result for did ER rip off St. Elsewhere is a Google group called ER, a riff on St. Elsewhere? Google groups.
It's not really a riff as much as a rip off.
It should be called ER Can Suck My Balls.
If you become the president of this group, you could probably rename it.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Is it Balls with a Z?
Yes.
Just to make it even worse.
Well, because it was the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Extreme Balls.
Yeah, Extreme Balls.
Extreme Balls.
Just X. It's
actually,
not EX,
actually
X.
Guys, it ran on DirectX, so let's...
Nice.
But no, the discussion's hot. It's all the way from 97 on this one.
Hey.
Tom can really reinvigorate this fire.
I didn't know Google was around in 97.
Right.
No, it's like 20 something years old.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is that a GeoCities site or
Angel Fire?
Google Cities. Yeah.
So
remember how we said we were gonna?
I know. Yeah. Let's not do a lot of tangents.
Well, you still don't know how fast we're gonna go through the box office.
Yeah, really quick. That's a good point.
So shameless plugs. Don't forget that we are available on the iTunes. You can go there and rate and review and subscribe to us. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us a lot. And breaking news.
Oh, that's the Clooney alert theme
song.
Sorry. You pressed the wrong button.
Yeah.
Where's the typewriter button?
Maybe George Clooney left us a review. Do you ever think about that, Kevin?
No, I didn't.
Because you don't think, man. You just don't think.
Sorry.
So we have two new iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to say that every time we get a new review now and I think that it's George Clooney, I'm going to be pissed when it's not. Yeah. So that's going to be my first thought from now on.
Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, I don't know. Not only is it not George Clooney, but it's from Anthony Edwards. Which makes it even worse.
Dr. Green was great.
Makes it even worse.
Until he died of cancer.
I thought he was going to get killed in a paintball assassination.
I really thought it was a mistake when he left the
anybody get that?
He had a
paintball movie called Gotcha.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was he in Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he left that franchise because he was a little bit too big for that, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he got his head squished.
Well, he had that paintball movie.
But he did come back. Like, he came back in like a cameo in one of them.
I think he came back in a cameo in the second.
Yeah, at the end.
And then, I think he might have showed up in one of the made-for-TV sequels in, like,
really?
A framing sequence.
Yeah. Oh.
So there was four.
He was Goose, too, right?
Yeah, he was Goose in Top Gun, but there were, I think,
Goose
four,
as well, not Goose 2.
Yeah, there were four Revenge of the Nerds movies, and
there were four of those?
There was Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, and then I'm just familiar with one and two.
And then there was Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Which is the one where he bangs the chick as Darth Vader.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, I thought that was the second one.
Yeah, now you go back and watch that.
That's my pie.
Now you go back and watch that in the present day.
Yeah.
When it's not kinda, the 80s and wacky hijinks.
That's
and you're
called
like,
rape.
Like, you just raped it.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of, it's just all
Joe,
bad.
Joe, please don't go into a tangent about how you can't do that anymore.
You can't do that anymore because it's illegal.
I know, please
I think it was illegal then.
Well, that and the hidden cameras. Are like, I mean, there's so many things in that movie that where you're like,
yeah.
No.
What, was there? Did they do that in Meatballs? Was there a hidden camera in Meatballs? Or is that just the people?
No, that was
just
Porky's.
Them looking
through.
Oh,
that was Porky's. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Get your offensive comedies.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
And in Meatballs, Spaz and I can't remember the fat guy.
Yeah.
They sneak in and try and peek in on the girls. But
right.
The girls are always aware that they're there.
They're in on it.
And then, and then get revenge on them.
Got it.
So
I gotcha.
Like it's not, it doesn't play
I feel like
as
I've never
awkwardly.
Seen Meatballs.
Meatballs is Woody the Rabbit.
Woody the Rabbit.
Woody the Rabbit.
Yeah.
Maybe Woody the Rabbit.
Maybe I've only seen Porky's.
It just doesn't matter, Joe.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
So you need to watch this now.
I do. Yeah.
All of these things make sense.
Add it to my list.
Well, I just want, as soon as everyone gets done either on the podcast or listening to the podcast, you can go to Netflix and you can rent 1994's Revenge of the Nerds 4, Nerds in Love.
Yes.
It's on Netflix for free. Or, you know what, if you want to support them, $3 on Vudu.
Yeah.
So.
And there were, and so the
no, I don't.
3 and 4
no, I
were actually made for Fox Television.
Yes.
Okay.
And like some of the nerds showed up as like teachers.
Booger.
Like Booger. Yeah, Booger came back.
Of course he did.
I
don't think
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, Ogre, maybe?
How did they replace Ogre?
He became a nerd.
Yeah, Ogre was a nerd.
By the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. Which was like, that's what I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. And so it wasn't the rape that bothered you.
Ogre became a nerd.
Yeah, it was they were messing with canon.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair enough. I appreciate that. But yeah, it was on Fox. It was kind of a backdoor pilot. I think they were trying to set it up for a show, and it just didn't click. So.
That guy never got out of that role, did he?
John Goodman in Revenge of the Nerds, he was so effective as that coach. I hated him so much until I realized, like, that guy can really act. Well, yeah. Because he was so perfect.
You're right.
That you realize, wow, God, he was good. I mean, we've talked about this when we did our Cloverfield episode.
Yeah. Right?
It's like how...
When that dude's on, he's on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yep. Yeah. It's amazing because that's John Goodman. We've seen him for decades. We know him. But, like, still, you don't just see John Goodman. He's so good at acting.
Well,
man,
like, you know? If you go back and watch some of those Roseanne episodes, he's the big, dumb husband. But he also has some...
Serious ones, yeah.
He awesome can get character arcs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just like, oh.
It's a great actor, sure.
Yeah.
So our reviews, we have two new ones.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And this is a special occasion. Our rating, we hit 100.
Yeah.
And just to make it clear to Joe, that is a milestone.
Well, then now we can get to 101.
We can syndicate our reviews.
Like, yeah. If you thought review number 82 was good,
I thought 83 was fine.
Yeah.
Was the way to go. But
so 100. So our two new reviews coming right at you. That's old timey reference for Dan.
Golly.
I'm just...
You're just cranking them out today, boy.
I am, man. I had two sodas before I started the show, so I'll probably pee during the next review.
You don't have to drive, do you?
What do you mean probably?
I'm peeing right now. So
me too.
Old timey guys.
Old timey pee breaks.
I'm never not able to pee. Like, that's...
Thanks, catheterguys.com.
Yeah. Don't forget to enter the promo code REAL with two E's.
I'm at the point where I'm like, why don't I go ahead and pee?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and do this. It's not right urgent, now. But like, I could do it. It buys me a little time
later. It's readily available.
Never miss an opportunity to pee. I've reached that
end. If I see a bathroom, I'm just like, I'm going to go ahead and go in.
The only time I don't have to pee is while I'm peeing.
All right.
What about after
you're peeing?
Yeah. I can top that.
No, I could still pee a little bit more.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
You got a little more in you, I think.
Yeah, I do.
If you're ever stranded on a desert island, you're never going to die.
That's true.
Yeah, but he has to have water.
Well, I don't know how it works.
Look, if Waterworld has taught me anything, just pee into a Mr. Coffee and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Our reviews.
Oh, God.
This is from Stabon. Stabon says, does this mean my review will be read on the podcast? If so, hi, Mom. No. Your mother has not been spoken to
at all.
So, and then it's weird because both of our reviews deal with mothers.
Oh.
So our next one.
Do you think they just got done watching Mother's Day?
Is it Lane's mom?
No.
Dang, I wish.
But close.
That would be the ultimate.
This is the subject line says as funny as informative. Mm. But both of them are 5 stars.
Oh, okay.
And it's from Hawaiian Mom.
Oh.
And it's
aloha.
Yeah, because she's...
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. It's like
how we say hello and goodbye.
It's like I was whisked away to the island paradise of Hawaii.
Yes. Do you know,
I learned that on The Love Boat.
Do you know how they say Merry Christmas to you?
Aloha.
And
all
Merry
accepted.
Christmas.
Yeah. Accepted.
Close enough. What, you're not going to say hi to people on Christmas?
Yeah.
So Hawaiian Mom says, my librarian daughter, why whoever could this be?
Well, we have so many Hawaiian librarians that listen to the show.
That's true.
It really could be any of
them. That's true. We're very popular. We are popular with librarians.
We are.
That's true.
So my librarian daughter, who is updating my iPhone, tells me that this is an amazing podcast. Using their combined powers, the guys have an extensive and eclectic knowledge of film, music, and comic books. Their spiraling tangents,
wrestling,
of which this is one, are also hilarious. So I think Librarian Cynthia hijacked her mother's phone.
You know what? Fine.
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm not proud.
I mean, I
got us to 100.
Right. I'm going
to
go ahead and assume, and I know what happens when you assume, but I'm just going
to
go ahead and say
you and I.
That Librarian Cynthia downloaded...
No, that would be if you were Suai.
Yeah. I'm going to say Librarian Cynthia downloaded all 184 episodes on her mom's podcast and made her binge 184 to make her truly write that review without any lies. So that's what in my head, that's what happened.
Or that.
I don't think that happened, but okay. Yeah. Whatever happens in your head, Kevin, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Numbers don't lie. So,
neither do hips.
Shameless plugs. Don't forget that you can also join the League of Show Sharers. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers, and you can find an episode and you can click share. And you can tell your friends about how much you enjoy this wonderful, wonderful podcast. So people that join the League of Show Sharers this weekend, Librarian Cynthia, oddly not her mother.
She didn't know her mom's Facebook password.
Chris Sanders, Dustin at Nerds at Night Gaming, Lane Levanway, Tammy Sherman Powers, Julianne Jordan, Linnea Thunsell, Jason Antris, Brian Kelly, Tom Comiskey, Timmy Tuzoons, Chris Sansochi, Travis Tewitt, and Brent Smith. So thank you for doing that.
Way to go. Thank
you. Greatly appreciate it. And we've had a couple messages.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. We heard from Mike in China, not to be confused with Mike from China. The accent is the dead giveaway. Yeah. And it's really odd that they type with an accent.
Yeah. I'm glad they use all those little accent marks.
Yeah. That's the counterintuitive. So so he had some comic book questions. I don't know that we have time to dig into them, but Joe answered him directly.
Yep.
But thank you for sending us a message and asking all those wonderful questions. And then we had a message from Andrew Ortman, longtime listener, but can't quite master the Facebook sharing, so you don't hear his name as much.
Right.
And he had a question for me because he asked, I guess we've mentioned the time I almost got kicked out of Six Flags, and I guess we've never actually told a story on the show.
Well, I think we sort of did. We skirted around it because we were... what episode?
Well, let's
was
let
that?
Tom address.
Yeah. So the Six Flags story. So
like, I'm intrigued.
So yeah. So
I was just there yesterday, so this will be relevant.
Poor son of a bitch.
I know.
Like so
I lost a bet. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You must have. So my kids had done that reading program, you know, and so you get like if you read X number of books, you get a free ticket to Six Flags, right? And so the teacher gives you this voucher that you then take to Six Flags. So we take the vouchers to Six Flags. And then and they won't let, they'll let in my stepdaughter, but they won't let in my son, I think is how it worked. And
The kid that actually did the reading?
They both did it for their classes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, they had both earned it. And so the woman working the gate was like, you need to go over to the service desk, the little booth, and get it fixed, you know? And I'm like, because I got the voucher. I'm like, but it wouldn't scan. Like, and so... So I'm like, okay. So, and then Brian's like, I got to pee. I don't know where he gets it from. And, and I was like, what a good time for me to pee. Like, we should both pee. Like, let's, you know.
Right.
And so, and I was like, and then the lady's like, well, the bathroom's only on the inside. Like, there's no bathroom outside of the gate. And I'm like,
how
okay.
dare you deprive you from father son bonding from
right?
Yeah.
That's, and so she's like, I'll just scan your tickets and you can go and pee and then you can go over to the box office thing. And I'm like, okay. So we go in, we pee, and we walk right back out and we get in line. So we get up to the window, and I guess the teacher hadn't submitted whatever verified that the voucher was right, even though the kid had the voucher. And I was like, so really, we came here, we bought three extra tickets, and you're going to bust my balls over this voucher because it's, you know. And so the girl behind the desk was just...
flabbergasted?
No, just a real see you next Tuesday.
Oh, and, a quant.
Yes, a quant.
Yes.
And
was she working her algos when you
decided?
Yeah, she
was working her algos.
Don't use that word.
And so,
we retired it.
So this is escalating, and finally I'm like, just give me my money back. Just refund the tickets. And she says, well, I can't refund the tickets because you used two of them.
Because you went to go pee.
Because I went to go pee. And I was like, I can pee again right now. And I'll do it all over this box office window. And so I was like, whoa. I'm like, the park's been open for 4 minutes. Like, it's not as if I'm showing up at 6 o'clock in the evening.
And I wrote
unless
the
they're counting that bathroom as a ride.
Right, yeah.
Well, if you know how fun the rides are. Yeah.
I'm like, I think the only bathrooms that count as rides are at Forest Park, right?
Yeah.
And so...
right at your own risk, brother.
Right. And so, and I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I took my son in to go to the bathroom, and I did it because the lady working the front gate told me to. She like she instructed me. Like, I listened to your instructions, and she's like, nope. And I was like, I want to speak to a supervisor. Well, I am a supervisor. I'm like, bullshit.
You I'm might like, be. I want to talk to your boss.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, no, you're not. I wouldn't. And she wouldn't do it. And I was like, well, then we got a problem. And she's like, what's that mean? I'm like, it means you're not waiting on anybody else until you fix this. I'm not moving from this window. And she's
That's
like,
fantastic.
What's that?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm like, good. So this line, you got two windows open. Well, guess what, bitch? Now you got one line open because I'm not going anywhere. And so then like, she's like, well, I'm going to call the police and have you thrown out from the park. And I'm like, well, I'm not in your fucking park. And so
did you get your hand stamped after the bathroom?
I did. So we could get back in, yeah. You know, because like at that point I'm still thinking like, oh, they're gonna fix this. It's right. It's like it's like a $20 ticket, and we bought three others,
and you have like the actual voucher.
We got the voucher. There. Like, I mean, clearly there's just a problem. Like, just you,
anyone
you know,
that knows what they're doing should have clearly resolve this in 5 seconds.
And so I'm like, she's like, well, you have to move. I don't have to do anything. Like, I'm like, I don't work for you. And so it's getting very heated, and like now the police show up, and I'm like, oh, is this the part where I'm supposed to be afraid because your rent-a-cops are here? I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, I, you know, like, I'm trying to resolve an issue, and you're not.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm, you know,
exactly.
And, you know, and I'm, and so at this point, two of the security guards, not the rent-a-cops, but the actual security guards, like, one of them comes over, and he's like, Tom. And I'm like, I was like, yeah. And he's like, hey, I forget his name, but he's like, he used to work at guest services at the concert venue I work at.
Ah.
And he's like, what is going on? And so I walk him through what's going on. He's like, are you kidding me? They're not just going to give you a ticket and let you in? He's like, that's ridiculous. And I'm like, my thoughts exactly. And I was like, and I'm willing to leave. Just refund my tickets. Right. I'm like, we'll go to the Magic House, like our city museum. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care. Right. I'm like, but I'm not going to
give me my money.
I'm not going to pay, you know, $40 a ticket so we could pee. Like, that's ridiculous. And so then finally that guy goes over and he's like, what are you doing? And he was like, this guy like runs an arena in town. He's like, he's not trying to scam you out of tickets. He's like, he's like, just sign the sheet and let him in. He's like, he's got four other tickets. Like, you really think that's the game plan? I'm like, if I was going to steal a ticket, I'd steal one of the full price ones.
Yeah, like, did he say this to the dolt that was not the girl that wasn't that letting was behind you? The,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is the new system. Here's how you scam a free ticket.
Right.
You buy three.
Yeah. And so like, what? And so I guess she still didn't want to do it. And I guess the security guards are allowed to like sign in X number of people day. He says, just give me the clipboard, I'll sign them in. And so he signed me in. He's like, there, go, have fun.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
And then it was like, I don't think I can have fun because it's Six Flags.
Yeah.
It was the most miserable experience of
that's
my
awful.
Life. There was at least, I think, three rides that we waited in for like 40 or 50 minutes only to get up to the front to be told, yeah, it just broke
down.
Yeah.
Holy.
I'm just like, are you kidding me?
After that, yeah.
I mean, it was just the whole day was miserable. And my kids, who were already spoiled, once you take a kid to Disney World,
yeah
the Six Flags is like,
right. It's a stinker.
Yeah. Like, and so. Like,
I don't think I've been back ever since.
Yeah. It's brutal. You can't do it. Like, no. How do you keep them out on the farm once they've seen Paris, right?
Yeah,
and so,
right.
what? Have you never heard that saying?
No.
Yeah. It's insane. Like, yeah. I didn't make it up. Like, yeah. I would never, like, on my own say Paris.
No, I just love that you pulled up that line. Even though I've never heard it, it's just awesome that you used it right now.
But yeah, so they got us in, and it was just, like, probably the worst and definitely our last Six Flags experience.
Yeah, I can't
when
remember
you
the
have
last
an,
time I've been
when
there.
You have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, at like, halfway through the day, say, please don't ever take us here again.
You got it.
They're just like... We don't care. Like, we would rather, like, the bank.
Those are some very smart
grocery
children.
Shopping, perhaps a doctor's visit with a vaccination. like those are all things that...
A trip to Home Depot.
Right. Those are all things that outrank Six Flags for my children at this point. So
wow.
So
that's
anyway,
awful.
That was my Six Flags story.
There
so,
it is.
So thanks for asking, Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully it was worth the wait.
Yeah. So now you have two stories in your repertoire.
Yes.
That's true. And yeah. I guess he asked about, like, what my feelings of Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And it was like, there are scenes of that movie that are awesome. Overall, it's not good. That's how I feel. That's, you know, it's
how you feel today.
That's how I feel from here on out. I think Henry Cavill makes an amazing Superman.
It's not his fault.
I think the cast is, I like the idea of that entire cast. I just think that Warner Brothers has no idea what to do with Superman. I think that's changing as we record this. I think it's going to change big time come Justice League. I don't know what they're going to do or how they're going to.
Ooh, I keep forgetting about.
Do you think that by, when this is all said,
it will
and done,
have been Bizarro Superman
that's what
this
I said.
Whole time?
That's exactly what I said. I don't know.
If
something
they pull that,
changed.
It's going to be so obvious that
his grammar's too good.
That's true. It's going to be Radioactive Man or whatever. What, nuclear man. Yeah. But do you think when this is all said and done that at some point Zack Snyder will leave this universe?
Yes.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think he's doing Justice League.
Well, they're filming right now.
I think in order to protect his ego, he will maintain some sort of a producer's credit.
Yep.
Right. You think
or
he'll
a consultant
be...
credit of some kind.
Right.
Just to like,
so you're not saying you're fired Zack Snyder and there's a whole tabloid thing happening, right?
But I definitely think that his input will be, he will have as much input for his producer credit as Stan Lee has for his.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Except nobody wants to see a Zack Snyder cameo.
Yeah, oh, Zack Snyder cameos in every movie.
Unless he's playing Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah. I absolutely want to see a Zack Snyder cameo where he's just like an innocent bystander that gets crushed by a rock or
wouldn't it be funny
in the head.
When this is all said and done, another like decade in the future, like every DC movie puts Zack Snyder getting killed because
that'd be perfect.
And he for like, the rest of time
he's
as
the
like,
Kenny of the DC.
Except they're not, they wouldn't call him a bastard.
Right.
They'd just be like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. You killed Zack.
What I think is probably gonna happen is they're gonna bring him back from the dead and his character is going to change.
Well, like, yeah, they well, have
I mean,
to at
but
this
I mean, like,
point.
They've got an out right now where they can say his character has changed because he's back from, like, something happened, something changed for him because he's back.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And then his suit's going to be brighter, miraculously brighter here on out.
Please don't bring back the mullet.
Oh man.
He's just going to be in jeans and a t-shirt now.
No. Yeah, they're changing
in the comic
too.
Books, when they brought Superman back, he had a mullet.
He did.
Yeah.
He had longer.
It
he had long hair.
It was like epic.
And what was really bad about it is it was like, what, the mid-90s?
So that was 93.
So we knew better about mullets at this point. Like, this wasn't like
no
had this storyline happened in 87?
He would tie it back.
Yeah.
Like, he would tie it into a ponytail when he was Clark Kent. Oh, yeah. When he was Clark Kent, he'd put it in a ponytail.
Did he have a man bun?
No. Yeah. No.
But
that
like,
would be Aquaman.
It's different. Like, that storyline happened in 87, like at the height of Mel Gibson, Lethal Weapon era.
Right.
Like, I'd be like, okay, I get. But like, by 93.
We know better.
Like, we
everybody.
We should, like, I remember at the time being like, a mullet? Are you
He
like,
had it for a while, too. He had it.
He did. Like,
until,
they,
like, 97, 98.
They doubled down on that.
They
like,
did.
That wasn't like a 3-issue thing. Like, it was a long.
He did it until they turned him blue.
They should have never given Billy Ray Cyrus that executive producer. I knew this would happen.
But yeah, I think those movies are going to take a much different tone now that Geoff Johns is in charge.
Yeah, it's. I mean, he's been in charge of the TV universe and the comic books and the animated
the stuff,
films.
The
and
stuff people.
No,
like.
He hasn't touched the animated films.
Oh, I thought Geoff Johns was on some
Bruce,
of the...
Bruce Timm did.
Bruce Timm.
He probably got some writing credits because he wrote...
Some of those,
Well, I mean, he wrote the original stories for the... He wrote Flashpoint. Yeah. He wrote the two Justice League the comic books.
So I think he's overseen some of those adaptations. I'm pretty sure I've seen him.
Bruce Timm.
Well, okay. But yeah,
if I were Warner Brothers, I would say Geoff Johns, Bruce Timm, you're running
I mean,
DC EU.
Yeah, and where, you know what? I wonder why Bruce Timm doesn't graduate.
Meanwhile, Zack Snyder's swiping his card like, why won't my door open?
What's up,
Are you guys having a little fun with me?
Come on, bro.
Bruce Timm's got his box of stuff. He's like, yeah, they're having fun with you.
Yeah, Geoff Johns is on the other side of the security window. Try the other door.
No, go around.
Let me in, bro.
Yeah, go in, bro. Try the door.
I'm sorry, what?
Try that door marked HR.
Yeah. And, like, the guy is, like, taking away the Zack Snyder plaque on the door. And he's like, now, how do you spell Jeff? This has a G in it, right?
Even better, it's the guy's, like, it's painted. So he's, like, etching it off the glass.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. That's my office. Not anymore.
So yeah, that's what I think.
There was a point in time when this was a box office report.
Yeah. 32 minutes.
So we will now blow through the box office. We will hopefully set a land speed record for box office numbers.
Indeed.
Kevin has his abacus at the ready, Kevin.
I do, Tom. Number one, Angry Birds the movie.
Okay,
wow.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in.
What? Holy cow.
Did anyone see this movie?
I did not.
There were a lot of movies opening. I didn't realize this was that big of a
weekend.
There
were a lot of movies, not this movie.
Yeah. We might have picked the wrong one, but...
no, we didn't.
It's not a quality thing. It's
oh, all right.
No, that's
so
surprising.
The Angry Birds movie made an estimated $39 million opening weekend on its $73 million budget. It already made $43 million overseas, so it's up a little over 50. So it's doing all right for itself.
Wow. Well,
I mean, that's the new kids movie.
Yeah.
That's all what's right out there right now. You know, they've had Zootopia comes out. It's June. It's the first week of June. So it's
okay,
still in
weeks.
Theaters, but it's still in theaters right now. So that's all I've had for 12 weeks. So, you know, a new kids movie comes out after 12 weeks. This is it. If you don't want to go see Zootopia for
a
fourth
time. Book.
Wait a minute. What about
Yeah, for sure.
What about Ratchet and Clank?
Oh, geez. That's already available like for pre-order on PlayStation Store. I saw. Yeah.
PlayStation Store. Yeah.
Coming straight to PlayStation Store. And that's the same place.
Clank was the sound it made at the box office.
Please,
I'm a little disappointed that it took me 3 weeks to think of that.
Yeah. The PlayStation Store is the same place where I saw that the extended cut of Batman v Superman is on the PlayStation Store, and it says the runtime is 13 minutes.
So, it's just the credits.
That might be onto something.
Yeah.
So anyway, Angry Birds did quite well this weekend. Number two, Captain America Civil War with a 55% drop in week three. So that means it made $32.5 million. It's at $346 million domestic.
Awesome.
Overseas, $676.7 million. So it's up to $999 million.
So close.
Wonder. But that's what the estimate. So it's over a billion at this point. So
good for it.
3 weeks domestically, 4 weeks worldwide, $1 billion.
Batman vs. Superman couldn't touch that in what?
Ever?
7 weeks?
Yeah. No, it's long gone.
They're actually trying to factor in concessions.
Yeah.
Just like, well, if you count popcorn sales,
we got to 997.
You know, but, you know, obviously the release of Civil War is a huge wake-up call and why I think a huge reason why they're making all these changes. It's amazing that with Civil War, you had good guys fighting each other and a huge group of good guys fighting each other. So it's like both these movies had that aspect to it and it looked how well Civil War was received.
Yep.
And if that doesn't tell you something, so we can thank that, I'm sure, for a lot of the changes going on. Number three, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, opened this weekend and actually is getting pretty good reviews.
I didn't realize there was a subtitle of that movie.
Yeah, Sorority Rising. But I've actually heard it's pretty funny. I like the first one.
Did you guys heard that too?
It was okay.
First one's pretty funny.
Yeah, first one had some moments, yeah.
So $21 million opening weekend for a small comedy like that. I'm going to say, I don't have the budget, but I'm going to guess that's pretty good. It actually made $20 million foreign already.
Wow.
Now for an American comedy,
that's Efron money?
I don't know, but to make $20 million on a movie like this.
I honestly didn't see that movie as a franchise. But
neither did I.
Neither did I.
But I mean, that first one was pretty cool.
I
enjoyed the first one.
You know what I mean?
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. No.
Exactly.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, it didn't seem like there was
raping in that movie at all. And I'm like, how are you going to get a whole franchise? How are you going to get four and a possible TV show out of this?
Right. Like, Zac Efron needs to start upping the raping.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
He needs to just give a little...
You see
the glare
High
of Seth
Rogen, the deleted scene.
Yeah.
You see that picture, like that promo picture from Baywatch of him taking a face plant in the sand.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
And I guess the actual first promo picture was just released last week, and so I guess they were taking them for the actual release, but they put that out because like we cannot. They're all running.
Dude,
and normal.
Like,
and he's just the next picture.
He's like ass over tea kettle.
No,
like, his feet are up in the air.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's like
have you ever tried running with
a
boogie board?
But it looks like he was like running in Da Nang. I mean, it's like did he hit a landmine? Or something, because like it's the beach, nothing else.
Yeah, I don't know
they were filming in Normandy.
His hands, like he didn't get his hands down or anything.
I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
What did he hit?
Yeah. It's one of those little air cannons.
So, Joe, if you're wondering why Neighbors is a franchise, the original had an $18 million budget and brought in $270 million worldwide.
There we go.
Better do
Never
it.
Mind. That's it.
270 of 18.
I like that first
plus
movie.
Video. That's not including video. So that was
or
a huge
popcorn.
Success.
Yeah.
Right.
Junior Mitts.
The junior mints money, man.
Yeah.
That's way up.
They do extra, add up.
That not including 25 cent salt packets to pour on the popcorn either. They charge for those now. Yeah. It's serious business.
Oh, my God.
Do they really?
They do.
Flavor packets?
Yeah. No, at our local theater chain, Warenberg, they used to have like the salt, like the Mr. Popcorn or whatever that you could sprinkle. And I don't know if they still
different types of flavored cancer. Yeah.
But I know I went
No aspartame in it, so it's fine.
I went to AMC the other day. I don't even think Warenberg does it anymore, but AMC, you have to buy the Mr. Popcorn like when you go to Papa John's and get a dipping sauce. Yeah. It's a flavor salt packet that's in the little container that's for like 50 cents or whatever. Yeah.
50 cents?
Yeah, it's...
What? Just give me the butter, man. Like, good
that's
Lord.
Free.
Nickel and diamond, man.
Yeah.
Nickel and
diamond. You can just get a large soda and fill it up with butter.
Is the butter flavoring still accessible?
He doesn't put it on the popcorn either.
Nope.
So,
that's what I mean. They're charging you for what you know is fake.
Death?
Yeah.
Oh.
Then, and they're still making the butter flavoring free.
Yeah.
That really should tell you stay away from the butter flavoring.
Yeah. Right.
Because if they're just letting you just go to town on that stuff, it's probably not.
Did you ever see the stuff?
Well, whenever that's exactly.
Yeah,
whenever they're spelling butter with like two D's.
Well, that's butter. Well, do you notice
umlaut?
By law, if you look at the butter dispenser, it's in small text, but it says butter flavored seasoning ? And that question mark always gets me. But
it's like, well, I keep using it. But
it's like when you buy your Kraft singles, it actually says cheese food.
Yeah,
there's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
I've never noticed that.
Food. Yeah, dude.
Cheese food.
Yeah, and it's terrifying.
They don't catch
don't
on
do
fire.
It.
They melt like rubber when you watch those YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. It's just rubber.
Yeah.
Ugh. So speaking of
speaking of Seth Rogen, apparently he's on the podcast.
speaking of the movie of the week, The Nice Guys came in at number 4 with $11.6 million.
Wow. On a what?
So we don't have a budget on this one yet, but
look, I would give it 35.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of buzz around this movie, and I definitely thought that it was going to see a much higher box office than this. But it had two other movies opening this weekend, and Neighbors is another rated R comedy, so
yeah,
it made double.
Maybe they didn't expect. Well, I guess when it does $200 million on the first one.
Yeah,
like
270 or whatever. Right. So, that's unfortunate. I think if they didn't opening its Neighbors, every Neighbors audience member would have been at this one. So,
yeah,
I definitely think it.
I think this is more of like a February or a March movie.
Yep, I would agree with that.
Yeah, so a lot of competition. So, we'll get into that one next episode. Number 5, The Jungle Book in week 6, still hanging around with only a 33% drop that made $11.5 million. It's up to $327.9 million domestic.
So, they're just going to put Walt Disney on $100 bills now, right?
Yeah. Well, he's the new one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they're actually nixing that Harriet Tubman thing and putting Disney on
the
money.
She's the 20, right?
No, it's Disney now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's Disney now. It made
And the little circle his head is in is a little cryogenic bubble.
Yeah. And if you spend enough of them, he comes back. They're just waiting for it.
Oh, Lord.
But it made another $516.9 million foreign, so it's up over $830 million worldwide on its $175 million budget.
Wow.
And
good for, it deserves it. It was awesome.
And as we know, they've greenlit every single Disney property that's ever been in existence, so we'll see.
There's a Dole Whip movie.
It's
coming.
Battle of the Dole Whips.
Are you kidding? I want to see the Orange Bird.
Yeah.
There's going to be an Orange Bird movie.
Is there?
Yeah, no.
Oh, I thought you were joking, but then you were so committed to the serious face.
That was the best serious face. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's play poker.
Yeah. That's why I don't. It involves bluffing and math. No, thank you.
Number 6.
I was told there'd be no math.
Number 6, Money Monster, brought in $6.3 million in week 2. That's a 57% drop from a pretty weak opening on that one. It's at $26 million domestic. It made another $4.8 million overseas.
Maybe they called it Money Monster ironically.
Yeah. Maybe they should have that butter-flavored question mark at the end.
You call the guy tiny or something like that.
Yeah. So it made $27 million on its $27 million budget so far in 2 weeks. So, it's caught up with it, but got a ways to go until it's in the profit region, and I don't know if that's going to happen here in the next couple weeks.
No.
So
no.
Check out the last episode if you want to know why.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster's directorial career is not shining brightly.
No.
It's not.
No.
Did she direct Contact? Or no?
No.
She didn't direct Contact. Did
no,
she?
That was...
Oh, gosh.
Who was that? I can't remember.
She directed
The Beaver. Right. But did she do anything before that, though?
She didn't do Panic Room, did she?
Didn't,
no,
no,
that was
it.
Fincher.
No.
Oh, that is Fincher.
She did Home for the Holidays.
Robert Zemeckis did Contact.
Oh, Zemeckis?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that because it was kind of good.
Yeah. Oh.
See, that's how we know.
Yeah, right now she's like, anybody want to make a Maverick 2?
No?
All
right.
Oh.
So she's done like an episode
with the dead guy and the Jew hater. That could be a thing, right? Hollywood still
really
wants those.
I really like that movie. Maverick was great.
1991's Little Man Tate.
And that one. Okay.
Home for the Holidays.
Yeah. She with Holly Hunter.
Yeah. And then she did an episode of House of Cards and an episode of Orange is the New Black.
Maybe we see which direction she should go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
So you can direct it, but it's not going to look like anything. You don't have a style anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm trying to who didn't
Fincher do
Fincher House of Cards, like the first
Fincher
two?
Fincher did like the first two, but
to set their look.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's still an executive. Or at least a producer. Probably an executive producer.
And honestly, because we just started watching it.
It's good.
And, there's no real,
I think those first two episodes look like a Fincher.
They look Fincher-esque, but, yeah. I mean, it's not like,
there's no head in the box.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not as auteur-y.
I would agree. Yeah, I think he did it. I think they were smart enough to keep it like to have his aesthetic.
It's an attainable thing, like,
right?
An attainable look. They didn't like make it so far into Fincher territory
that nobody
that
else
like,
could replicate it.
Right? He's doing something for HBO.
It looked like kind of it looked
Fincher's.
Yeah,
yeah. Him and Gillian Flynn.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I thought it kind of looked like The Game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looked like Game era Fincher.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good movie.
Well, Dan, you were on the right path because her next announced project is a TV movie called Charlie.
There you go.
Ta-da!
Like based on the flowers for Algernon?
Oh, I don't think it has to do with that. An alcoholic woman becomes determined to reign control of her life after rescuing a dog, which she believes is the reincarnation of her mother.
That sounds awful.
Yep.
So
happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah. So anyway,
unfortunately, you can't see head shaking.
You can hear them.
Yeah. Yes.
Did you see that Kevin Spacey is in a movie where he comes back as a reincarnated into the body of a cat?
I did see that,
and I'm just like,
no.
I did. Okay. I have to step in. Dan will back me up on this. What do we say it together?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Oh, heavenly dog. Like that is a Chevy Chase movie from the 80s where he comes back as a dog.
Was,
and the dog was played by Benji.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to. Who was
that? What did I see a preview with that with? Money Monster, maybe.
Yeah, that was. God, that was. And that was huge when that came out.
Was that a hit? I don't. Honestly,
kinda.
I don't remember. I remember.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have
but
a.
But back then, there was a whole lot of movies.
Yeah, totally. <You know? laughs>
Like, it was like the studios had some sort of honor system where they were like, we're going to release a movie this week. And everybody else was like,
okay.
All right.
Well, we get the next one. I mean, it really wasn't. It just seemed like there wasn't that many movies.
There was only five studios.
Yeah,
I remember honor doing a book report on it, on the novelization.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's also the Shaggy Dog, right? Like, isn't that
There's no death in it. There's no reincarnation. That's just
he just gets put in the dog's
just turns
body?
Into a dog.
Yeah. All right.
And so, then don't forget the Shaggy D.A.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
The sequel.
Yes.
That was a sequel.
Right.
So moving on, number 7, The Darkness brought in $2.2 million in week 2, a 56% drop. So I guess it just, well, I don't know. It's in week 2, but it's made total what it made this week. So
I think it got released on a wider scale. Maybe?
It must have, but yeah, that's all I have on it is $2.2 million. So
was it two bomb pops and a foot rub?
Yeah,
that's how you get Jason Blum to get you a movie.
Yep, that's right. Give the old Blumpkin. That's what they call it, right? Is that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Joe,
don't look at me. You said it.
Number 8, like we mentioned earlier, Zootopia still in the top 10 in week 12. It made $1.7 million, a 40% drop. In week 12.
That's awesome. Wow.
$334 million domestic and another $639 million foreign. It's up to $972 million. In the next 2 weeks, I don't think it can make 30, but wouldn't that be cool if it made a billion on that?
And yeah, just
that'd
theater
be pretty
money.
Sweet. Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That one's going to be in theaters right up until the release. Literally, I think it's the first week of June.
Well, it's
going
to be
out.
In theaters like right up to the release of what? Finding Dory?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. You got to think, you're going to have the dollar shows. That's not leaving it. I mean, they put stuff in the dollar shows even when it's out on DVD.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Disney doesn't, I'm just curious, Disney doesn't usually compete with Pixar, do they? They've never really released movies.
I don't, even
though they're different companies,
yeah, I wouldn't bet that they weren't planning on this happening. Like, but if
Zootopia's
still,
Book, it's
still making the money. like they we didn't mean for it to compete, but if it's still
you
making
know what's
that
great,
kind of money,
though, is they're not really competing when each one has $900 million. Isn't that amazing? That it's, yeah. It's not like they're like, oh crap, this is still out. They're like, this is still out.
Yeah, it's not like you're splitting the market.
Yeah, it's incredible. So
the theaters are loving it.
Yeah, hell yeah,
absolutely. So that one's doing quite well for itself. Number 10, The Huntsman: Winter's War.
Huh.
The baffling week 5, 1.3 million, only a 51% drop on that one. It's at $46.7 million domestic and another $109 million overseas. So it's at $150 plus million worldwide on a $115 budget. Still not making a profit, but it seems to be just sticking around. And I'm not sure who's still seeing that, but it just won't go away.
Anything that's sold out, like, hey, I guess we could see that Thor movie. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't even know movies sell out anymore. I mean, honestly, really when was the last time you went to with the multiplexes now? But so I guess there's still some interest in that one. So, you know, we'll see how long that sticks around.
I think it's funny that Kristen Stewart was quoted in an article talking about how she was glad she didn't make this movie because she saw the script and she's like, this is unfilmable, this is bad, I don't want to be a part of this, and that it didn't have anything to do with her, you know. She's like, it's just
the director.
Yeah, she's like, it's just such a bad movie.
Wow.
Keep it on
front street. Yeah. She's like, it's such a bad movie, I don't want to do it. And then her movie that she made instead opened at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And got booed.
No.
I heard that it got a straight like 20 minutes, like not standing ovation, but like booing.
Booing a wow. ovation.
Yeah.
Boo. I can't imagine hating something enough to boo it for 20 minutes.
That's a lot of booing.
That's a long time.
That bad, well, though. I mean, okay. I mean, granted, like, we'd have to like alternate when we take pee breaks to
right. keep booing for me. Right.
Boo for two. Boo for two.
Like a George Clinton show.
Yeah.
He leaves for 20 minutes and he comes back and he goes off stage and eats dinner.
Yeah.
I watched him do it.
Are you serious?
He left and ate dinner and came back.
Oh yeah, because they play so long.
Yeah, right.
And there's like 45 guys.
Yeah.
There's like, it's like the equivalent of like 3 ska bands.
Yeah.
You know?
So you get the P-Funk All Stars, right? So they're out there.
Yeah. And so it's like he didn't come on stage for like the first 45 minutes, and then he played for like an hour, and then he's like, and he walks backstage, and then he like, then they bring him dinner, and he eats while they're out.
That's awesome. Stuff,
and then he goes back out and plays for a while. It's like,
that was like when I saw Seeger when I was working at Scottrade. Like he would do like 3 songs. He'd walk off stage. There'd be somebody with like an oxygen tank and a cigarette, and he'd do his thing, and then he'd walk back on stage.
So really, if he just did nothing,
yeah,
right,
it would be like right straight down the middle.
Exactly.
Of that,
right?
It was awesome though. Like he would play 3 songs, walk off stage real quick, and then because I was working behind the stage, I could see the stagehand with the canister like they would give mm-hmm. to like an NFL player coming off the field and a cigarette, and he'd like hit the cigarette and then the oxygen and then whoop back on stage. And I was like, man, I'm going to back up because
right.
you're going to blow
those
up.
Those aren't a combination. Was he filling his car up with gas?
Hey. This is Bob Seger. He's filling up a truck, guys.
That's right.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
I thought
and later, like Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works. I've never heard that comparison before.
And that one is like Iraq and then like Afghanistan.
No.
That wasn't.
It'd be Iran and then North Korea. Far away.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm going to Jamie Farr that one.
Gong. Yeah. Retire.
Yeah. Retire.
Retire. And rounding out the top 10, they're still flocking into Mother's Day.
Good Lord.
$1.1 million, a 67% drop in week 4. But it's up to $31.2 million now on its $25 million budget. So
that's a thing.
I guess that means that the return of Gary Marshall is imminent.
Julia Roberts is on a roll with movies that she shot in a room.
Yeah,
by herself.
Well, I think that's the trick, is they just filmed like 5 different movies at one location.
Yeah,
they just
edit
them up. And you
now
get
you can face this camera.
And just say, really? Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah.
Don't mention anyone's
Where's my
name.
Check? Yeah.
Right, don't mention anyone's name. They've got multi-camera, so she can look anywhere and just give a different... Yeah.
Wow.
She's literally turned into Bowfinger.
Except she's not a double. She's the actual star.
Right.
So that's the box office.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
So we will wrap this one up quick. We can go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
Orlandez on Twitter at RetroVinylKid.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS 21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at
Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online or join our League of Show Sharers, you can do it at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. Also, don't forget that you can find us on iTunes. You can rate and review us. We had 2 reviews this week, so thank you very much. And we finally hit the 100 mark, so that was nice. And if you would like to get us to Joe's milestone of 103.7.
It'd be fantastic.
That would be excellent as well.
Sounds like a radio
higher,
test.
Higher, higher. Yeah. 182 is what we're going for.
Oh, okay. But you could do that at iTunes, and we greatly appreciate it. It helps us a lot, and it shows iTunes that people actually listen and kind of give a crap. So I think that's everything. Coming up on our next episode, we will tackle The Nice Guys, which, why would we do that? They're nice guys.
Right.
I don't know. What's wrong with us?
Maybe it's just a gentle nudge.
Okay. So that is coming up on the next episode. You've been warned.
Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward, let it flow, it floats back to you, the love boat. Soon we'll be making another run. The love boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.